Hello, Tomies. DM Dave here with another Solemn's Column. These Solemn's Columns are to help you stay informed on what's going on with the podcast, give you your five-star reviews, and your Dear Boudreaux letters that you write in. With this one in particular, we just got a few announcements that we want to share with you. The first thing I want to talk about is our mailbag. I'm sure you've heard a lot of advertisements for our mailbag. That mailbag is going to end, the questions you can send in, it's going to end on January 30th. So keep sending us your questions. We've had a lot of good questions so far, so continue that. The best way to send it to us is through our email at chaosbardpod@gmail.com. It's in the show notes if you want a link to email us by. Also, you could use our Discord. Discord is also a good place to send in your questions. Our link to our Discord is down in the show notes as well. Just a reminder, or I guess not a reminder, but if that link doesn't work for you, shoot us an email and say, hey, this link isn't working for your Discord, and we'll get it fixed. Sometimes we don't see what's working and what's not. So some of you are very good at letting us know, hey, this doesn't work, and we're on it to try and fix it. We try and stay on top of making sure you guys get the content that we've promised. One other thing that I'd like to mention to our Ko-Fi members here. First off, I think before I get into the rigmarole of our Ko-Fi, I just wanted to thank you all who supported us, who's ever donated to Feed the Cast or anything of that nature, and being members on our Ko-Fi. There you've been able to receive our deep dive, my DM Dave deep dives, and our post shows, which I hope you enjoyed the two free ones that we sent out to you guys. That's the kind of content that we have on our Ko-Fi. But we really appreciate all your help and your support. And one of our big announcements that we have is you guys have donated so much to us that now we are able to get new mics from those funds. So big thanks to our members on Ko-Fi, where we have Dakota. He's been a member for a very long time. Big special thanks to Tim and Anita for supporting us for a while. And thank Kristen as well. She was a past member. So thank you also for supporting us here. And all of you guys who have ever done a Feed the Cast. Like, this is all stuff that's helped us get to this point. There's many of you who donated to Feed the Cast, so I'm sorry that I can't give you a special shout out for those, which I have in the past. Thank you guys for doing that. And thank you also, a very, very, very special thanks to the ones who gave us a very special, very generous donation to get us to that point. And that's Ryan and Sophie. Thank you guys so much for that generous donation that got us to get these new mics. Thank you guys so very much. When we record, we got two more episodes that we recorded on these mics that I'm talking to you right now. The next time we start recording, we will have our new mics. And so thank you guys so much, because it helps us get better sound quality and just helps our editing process as well. So thank you guys so much for your donations, and keep it going. Like, we're trying to think of other ways that, what's our next stretch goal, right? What's our next goal to do? Also, with that Ko-Fi, if you guys have anything that you would possibly like if there's something that you guys are looking forward to in a Ko-Fi thing and to support us, that could be, we're trying to scrounge around. We're trying to revamp our Ko-Fi here at this moment, trying to figure out what we can take away, what we can add, what you guys would like. When you enter the tier memberships, what are some things that you're looking forward to or would like? Again, you can email us that. And that can, yeah, you guys are definitely the hive mind. You guys are the audience. What is it that you want to see in our Ko-Fi? I'd also like to share with you guys not only the excitement of the new mics, right? But I wanted to share, and I share these numbers with you, our podcast numbers. Not a lot of people like sharing these numbers, but I think it's important to be very transparent with you guys to show how much you guys mean to us. Okay. What we're seeing on our side that you guys don't necessarily see. When we started this podcast, we started in, you know, February of 2021. So we've been doing it for 3 years now. We're coming up on our 3-year anniversary. That first year, from February to December, we had about 5,000 downloads the whole year. But we were so excited. Like, I remember several times I'd get home from work and, you know, check the numbers. How are we doing today? How are we doing today? And we'd have 10 downloads. Yes, we got 10 downloads in one day. Like, we were all excited about it. We were getting into the double digits of downloads and breaking that 10 download mark, you know, and getting that 100 downloads a month or 200 downloads a month. We were super excited about that. And then in 2022, the next year, our second year, we just grew so much. Like I said, 2021, we had 5,000. The next year, I think we were like two or three downloads away from breaking 24,000. Wow. You know, that's an amazing growth for us. I don't care what scale you use. I don't care of how other podcasts around our time are doing. That's amazing to us. That's huge for us to see that such a big jump. I mean, that's what, almost 19,000 downloads more than the previous year. Like, that's amazing. That's spectacular. And then you go into this year where, like I said, our second year was 24,000-ish. And now we're sitting here at, I'm recording this on December 30th. So near the end of December. And we're sitting just over 38,000. And that's 14,000 more-ish than the last year. You guys are amazing. Like, we have definitely struggled on our social media presence in this past year because we've had a lot of things just going on with just our podcast crew and whatnot and families. But you guys keep sharing us. There's one thing that on Spotify for podcasters that we get the raps too, just like if you're a podcast Spotify member at the end of the year, like, here's your top, you know, songs that you listen to and yada, yada, yada. Well, we get those kind of similar numbers. And one of those numbers that talks about how you guys have shared us. And 60% of that time, how you guys share us is through direct links. That's you guys sending a link to your friends. That's a link to your family. That's a link to any kind of social media platform saying, hey, this is a fun podcast. Like, thank you guys so much for that growth. Like, it's you guys. I don't share these numbers to be prideful, right? I don't share these numbers to say, look how much better we are than these other podcasts. No, that's not what I'm sharing these with. I'm sharing them because I am so grateful for your guys's strength, for your guys's help in sharing this amazing podcast. I just wanted to let you guys know that your hard work, that you guys sharing this, is paying off. It's amazing to me the love that you guys have for us, the kindness that you've shown us through donating through Ko-Fi, helping us get new mics so we can better this podcast quality, and just helping, and the kind words that you guys said. You guys don't know and don't understand how much it means to us, just a simple email or a simple message saying, I love your podcast. Keep up the good work. Just a simple phrase means so much to us because it's a lot of work, especially this year has been more one of the harder years for us, trying to keep up on our content. Like, there'd be weeks that we would go without a month or two of recording, and we would record one week and we'd have to turn around an episode and release it the next week. And that's, you know, 4 hours of editing for Zeb. That's an hour or two of me and Elsie fine comb tuning it, giving it back to Zeb for another half hour or so editing, and then handing it over to Abby to throw in the sound effects for another three-ish hours to add those sound effects all in a week with all the other lives going. And thank you, Becky and Evan, for being able to take our kids so Abby could focus on doing that, you know. That's another thing I wanted to thank is my cast. I could not do this podcast without my friends and my family. Like, they have been such an amazing support. You know, this all started because Abby's idea of doing this podcast. There's a few of our favorite podcasts that were family friendly that decided not to do their podcast anymore. Abby and we were recording our sessions so I could remember what was going on in the, so I could do my notes. My notes were audio because I sucked at writing them down at the time. So I enjoyed going back and listening to them, and I sent them out to everybody so they could listen to. And she just was like, wow, you know, we have an amazing story. Let's do a podcast to fill in this gap of family-friendly podcasts that are leaving. And it took her, the encouragement of her, once we decided, we brought it with our D&D group friends. And I'll be honest, we were all hesitant. You know, why would we put ourselves out there like that for people to criticize our work, to say, dah, your audio sucks, you know, your story sucks, you know, go, you should just stop. We were worried about that. And now we sit here 3 years later, 38,000 downloads. We just, you guys have donated us money to us to get brand new mics. Like, what growth we have. And I could not have done it without this support system that I have. The countless babysitters we had to find so we could have a recording session, so no kids were going to be in the background making noise. Like, thank you guys for the support that you've given us to do that. There's many of you out there on my behalf, on Abby's behalf, on Becky and Evan's behalf. You know, thank you for supporting us by taking care of our kids while we do this, do our recordings for the podcast. As I mentioned before, through Becky and Evan being able to volunteer to just take our kids for a weekend or, you know, a night so Abby could do some the sound effects, where I could do some recordings of like a deep dive or something like that. That's been huge that they've been able to take our girls every now and then. It's been huge for the positivity and the goofiness of Elsie to keep this podcast entertaining, because I know I can get pretty serious about things and she just keeps it light. And I'm so grateful for her little bumpy attitude. I'm grateful for Zeb, who, you know, he spends hours of editing this. He learned how to use the editing software to do this podcast. He didn't know how to do it before, but he's like, yeah, I'll do it. And he took it on and he's done an amazing job with it. I've really enjoyed having Becky and Evan on the podcast because they bring that extra element of drama. Becky brings drama, but it's such an amazing drama that it feeds the story along, and her creativity with her character has just really livened up the podcast. Evan's character of just being focused on goodness and helping people has definitely been a pushing and draw. And of course, I cannot forget my dear wife, Abby, and her support and her like sacrifice that she's had when I'm like, hey, honey, I got to go do a deep dive. And she, you know, just spent a stressful day with the girls. And she's like, go ahead and go do it, when she desperately needed a break. But yet she still let me go do a deep dive or to do some recording for the podcast. Like, I couldn't do it without her and her amazing support and just the creativity of everybody. I hope that you guys realize how much I love these guys. Couldn't do it without them. And don't forget how much I love you guys. Like, a lot of you I don't know, but I love you. You guys have been amazing support. You guys have been so uplifting with your comments and stuff, and I just want you to know that. Thank you guys so much. We're looking forward to this next year. We're looking forward to keep growing the podcast. And here comes my next announcement that we have on this Solemns column is, like I said, we've been super busy. This year has kind of been hectic with SaltCon that we did earlier this year, meeting with other podcasters. Some of us have grown in our companies and we got new positions, so that's more responsibilities. Some of us have gotten new jobs. Some of us have gotten married. Some of us have built a new house. Like, there's been a lot of things kind of distracting us and taking us away. And so with that, we are going to take a break from releasing episodes for a little bit. Our very last episode is going to be the one coming up in a few weeks, in January. That'll be our last episode for a minute, for a couple months. It's only going to be a couple months, so don't worry. And we are coming back, because why would we not come back when we just got our new mics, right? But no, we are coming back. We just need a little break to kind of catch our breath. So don't worry, we will be coming back. And when we come back, we will have our brand new mics and we'll be recording on those brand new mics. We're planning on taking a break until about March, April. It's still kind of undecided where we're sitting at with that. But I wanted to give you guys a heads up. That episode, or chapter, I should say, 76 is going to be our last one for a few months. But I hope it's a good one. We decided to do that one because it just ends so cleanly. Because we have episode 77 recorded as well, but 76 was just a good stopping point for you guys. Not a cliffhanger like I get accused of doing on purpose. But again, thank you guys for such an amazing year. We're going to take a rest for a little bit, 3 months, 2 to 3 months-ish. We'll keep you updated on that. Just wanted to give you a special thanks again. Thank you. Thank you, my crew, for such an amazing year. Don't forget to give us a 5-star review. Again, Solomon was waiting for those 5-star reviews. We have a couple. I just want a little bit more before I hand it over to him to record those 5 stars. We do have some Dear Boudreaux coming up. Like I said, it's just been really busy to sit down and record those Dear Boudreaux. So keep sending those. Go check out our Ko-Fi. As I mentioned before, we're looking into revamping it. We're looking to add things. We're looking to make it more beneficial for you guys. So if you have any ideas for any Ko-Fi stuff, let us know. Email us at chaosbardpod@gmail.com. Or on our Discord, you can message us there. We have a great little community there that we talk about the episodes and we talk about all these different elements and fan theories there. It's been really fun to do that. Guys, have an amazing New Year's. Happy belated holidays. Merry Christmas, all that jazz. Happy birthdays if we missed your birthday this year, you know. But thank you guys so much. I am DM Dave, and we'll catch you on the next Psalms column on our next episode, whenever you pick up. Keep doing what you're doing. You're amazing. Love you guys.